Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Shout out to our friends at Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON. Also listeners at Rock 100.5 The Cat in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And our friends at Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes says you've been eating chocolate all wrong. Noah Sherlock is back. And today the day is the day we play Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Couple things to clear up. Last two questions. What is another name for tetanus? The answer was lockjaw. Someone chimed in, said tetanus is also called, man, I can't say this, Clostridium botulinum. Just an FYI, it's the toxin the bacteria produces that causes lockjaw. Thank you. And then they said, sorry, this is a repeat. They apologize. They understand. And someone else says, let's see. Styx is a river in purgatory.
Oh, okay.
It's a river in purgatory.
Can you fish?
All right, but here's the thing. Fine. It's a river in purgatory. And as we understand it, now my soul has to cross this river, right, when I'm dead to do whatever it is I do on the other side. But say I don't cross it and we ride the river, where does it go? Does it go? Like, how do I get to hell? I don't want to get to hell. But where is hell if I'm at Styx, right? Because they just say you got to cross the river. It's like, fine, I crossed the river.
Okay, like, look.
But if you're going to hell, do you, like, stay on a boat?
Well, purgatory is just a Catholic thing.
Right.
But if the other side of the river is hell, then they share a border. That's what I'm saying.
What I mean.
It's a
like,
river.
But would you voluntarily cross and say, hey, man, if you cross the river, you're going to hell? Like, I wouldn't cross the river.
But the river Styx was in the fifth circle of hell in Dante's Inferno.
But if you keep riding it, do you get out? I mean, I don't understand.
No.
Well, then what the hell's the point of the river? I know I'm splitting hairs. I guess. Like, I'm not crossing. I'm in hell already.
It's a land border.
Okay.
Or a river border.
Someone says, I think the river Styx starts in heaven and ends in hell, but they end up with a question mark.
That ends in hell?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, man.
All right, well, to the phones we go. Another mystery unsolved. Sorry, man. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Eastwood, are you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm sober right now. I'm waiting to go sign my papers to buy my property over here on 924 Railroad Avenue in Shelton.
Sell.
Jesus Christ.
If you're in earshot, sell. If you're in shell, get the hell out now.
The price has just dropped.
Exactly. You got to sell now before Eastwood moves in.
I love you too. God bless you.
All right, Eastwood. We have a survey question. For whatever reason, I feel like I want to hear your answer the least.
Okay. Men's room poll, Eastwood. Pick one to overhear having sex. Will be your parent having adultery, a partner having adultery, your parents or your grandparents?
I love you the most, Thrill. I got in trouble for this once. My dad, before he became my dad, was a boarder, and he rented rooms and slept in the raw, and I told this Italian guy about him, telling him I was a pervert, and I said, well, the only thing I ever heard is you guys having sex up above me, because the pool room was down underneath, and so you shouldn't even been listening. I did, and so... It'd be my parents having sex.
Okay. Parents of this.
Yeah. That's it.
You know what, Eastwood? I wouldn't mind listening to your parents have sex. Just
like. Yeah, the killer of my mom probably did it well.
Eastwood, do you shut up during sex or do you talk the whole way through?
Nah, probably a little bit moaning at the orgasm.
Okay.
Miles,
yeah?
I hate you for asking that question.
I needed
question.
A visual.
No, because he just gave an answer.
I'm going to put that one in the Rolodex.
Man, oh man. Yeah,
whenever I'm one to last longer, I'll think of that.
If I really know I shouldn't eat that last bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch I'm going to, I'll just play that sound in my mind. and agreed not to eat it. All right, Eastwood, here's the question. Who wrote the 1939 novel, The Grapes of Wrath?
I got no idea. Seen the movie, but I forget.
Come on, Ted, come on.
Steinbeck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Steinbeck.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, oh, we got to go to our literary guy.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
Stella Miles today, man. It said my daughter has her cat, Rainbow Janet. She pets the cat like Lenny from The Grapes of Wrath. Like, the cat is tolerant of it, but it's just like, baby, you're going to kill the kid. She's very, you are so cute.
But Lenny's from Mice of Men.
I love you, Rainbow. Was it Mice of Men? Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Steinbeck.
Either way. What
Steinbeck,
I'm saying is,
expert in the house.
I just got schooled in literature by V. Ted Smith.
I should leave.
Zap.
I'm not going to seem smarter than right now.
No, this is, in all the years I've known you, this is the apex.
Call it a day.
Don't even say another
word. This is tomorrow.
Fight them out. Go down on top.
This is tomorrow's promo.
That's it. All right, your question. What body part does otology study? What body part does otology, O-T-O-L-O-G-Y?
I don't know. I'll say the tongue.
You filthy, filthy son of a bitch.
I think it studies when things on your body are okay.
Okay.
Otology. Probably the ear.
The ear.
All right, Mike, help me with that one.
Oh, you got it. He's on fire.
I was like, there's no way this is happening.
That's genius.
All right, Eastwood, question number three.
Question number three, what color is Chablis?
Ooh. This I know.
I know you know this one. This one I have full confidence.
This is your category.
It comes in a box.
And being an ex-wino, I'm going to say pink.
White.
Red?
White.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen that wine outside of a box.
White.
All right, Eastwood, your question. What country is home to Volvo?
Volvo, Sweden?
There you go.
Well done.
Very good.
Okay. Right. Even took time to say Sweden.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Where is he? There he is. Hello, Lance. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Lance.
Hola,
big fella. Hola.
Lance, you on team sober, team not sober?
We are on team not sober.
Lance is not sober.
Is that why your phone dropped off?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Lance, men's room poll, pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
Well, I've already heard it, so I'd have to go with my parents again.
All right, parents again.
Why would you want to relive that, man?
Because it was great the first time around.
Looking forward to the sequel.
It was quite intense, so I figured I'd better hear it again.
Who was louder, your mom or your dad?
Mom, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Somehow you made that worse.
I know. Everything about
it was intense. I better hear it again.
I'll go through it again. Listen to my mom screaming my dad's name.
Yeah, I'd go through it again. I don't know if I can handle grandma and grandpa going at it.
I just feel more comfortable with that. By the way, another update.
It depends if they took the dentures out or not.
Oh, you know they will. another update on the River Styx. The River Styx travels to the world of the undead, where both heaven and hell exist. The Elysian Fields, oddly enough, is heaven, and I forgot what hell is called. But both exist in the world of Hades. So when you're in Hades, there's both heaven and hell, see?
All right.
Now we know. Getting all cleared up.
I did read that book in high school.
What, Dante's Inferno?
Yeah.
Wasn't any good? I hear it referenced all the time. I know a lot of things that are because of that book, but never actually read it.
It was one of the few books like I actively read.
Okay. All right. Kind of like Grapes of Wrath. All right. Here is your question.
All right.
When did the American Revolution end? I guess I should say what year, not when it was done.
1776.
Now that just pissed the English off.
1773.
1783.
83. Oh, wow.
Well, remember, you declare your independence, then the war gets gritty. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing.
Got it.
All right, what word describes a handbag without straps or handles? It's also one of the greatest rock bands ever.
From Maryland?
Yes.
Fanny pack.
Ladies and gentlemen, fanny pack. Zip it up.
Can you give that to me one more time?
What word describes a handbag without straps or handles? It's also one of the greatest rock bands ever.
Think of like somebody on the red carpet. They're not going to have a purse. They'll have a...
mimosa.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
If you have a bowl on the side of it and you want to take a big hit, you pull off on the... maybe you have a pull car.
Pass.
Maybe you have a manual transmission.
Clutch.
Clutch.
A clutch.
Clutch.
What a great band.
Question four, Lance.
It is beautiful. Huh?
Question four.
Question three.
Oh, question three, Lance. You're on question four now.
Are you guys seeing Not Sober too?
No, we're on Weed Week.
Oh.
But don't worry, it's every week.
Weed Week.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, your question. What type of radiation gives the Incredible Hulk his powers?
Gamma.
All right.
Nice.
Nice job, Lance. Very good.
Okay.
He knows his Hulk.
Gamma radiation.
Gamma radiation.
Gives Hulk his powers.
According to the Marvel Universe.
Is there such a thing as gamma radiation?
Yes, and it is the single most dangerous radiation there is.
Okay.
In fact, like the moment a star explodes, right, the most violent thing that can happen essentially in the universe or in two black holes.
Is it found on Earth?
It can be. Most of it's filtered out. And they use it for different things, but like if someone were to hit you with gamma radiation, you would just be no more. It, like that's how
dangerous. But not Bill Bixby.
Not Bill Bixby. No, Bill Bixby's a different kind of
but
man,
it did turn
Miles.
Him green.
It turned him green. It made him angry. Made his pants stretchable. But remember, he was kind of a candy ass before he got hit with the gamma radiation.
He's a scientist? What was he?
Yeah, but he's a candy ass. You don't remember the story?
I do.
Come on, man. According to the television show starring the Lou Ferrigno, he was driving or something. His car flips upside down. His wife is trapped in the car. But as a scientist, Miles, he had heard that other people in these high-stress situations, they got that adrenaline jolt where they lifted part of the car and rescued.
Yeah.
He didn't have that, Miles. He was just a little wimpy man.
I see.
It didn't matter that his wife was there. He couldn't find the strength, and he was riddled with guilt with that. So he did what any logical person would do, put himself in a chair and zapped himself with gamma radiation, and now he can turn green and not get his wife back. And
always,
that is exactly how you want to live life.
And always walk away sad and lonely with piano music.
At the end of every episode, his life is garbage, Miles.
Sad and lonely.
It is the saddest, worst show ever.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Hold on, more Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef all the way, Tesmino Potato, says you've been eating chocolate wrong the entire time. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Wait a minute.
What?
Before we get there, we have some more updating on the River Styx. All right, and then we have one thing about the Incredible Hulk. Let's start with the River Styx. Achilles' mother, fetus, dipped Achilles in the River Styx. She dipped the whole body in the river to make him invincible, but she held him by his heels, which were never fully submerged. Not submerging his heels into the river left this part of his body vulnerable, hence the Achilles heel.
All right.
We continue. The reason the Greeks and Romans put coins on the eyes of the dead is so that they, when they die, the ferryman basically would get paid to take them across the river. And then one more about the River Styx. The River Styx separated the living earth from Hades, which is hell. In order to cross the River Styx, one must pay the ferryboat captain, Sharon, I guess, a piece of gold, which is why pirates and Alaskan fishermen wear a gold earring. I wore two because I was always up to no good. So if you were to die at sea, you have some coin to pay the ferryman.
I had a gold chain. I'm good to go.
You're good to go, man. You could die any day now, Ted. Just
yep.
Drop dead. Just drop dead. And finally, as for regarding the Incredible Hulk, they're talking about Bill Bixby in particular. They say Bill Bixby was experimenting with gamma radiation and had an accidental overdose when the machine went haywire. Our sun emits gamma rays every day. Our ozone layer filters it. Otherwise, we'd all be dead in a few days from exposure.
I thought the Incredible Hulk was David Banner.
It is David Banner, but Bill Bixby is the iconic actor that played him on television. Like, Lou Ferrigno played the Hulk, Bill Bixby played David Banner, and it's either David Banner or Bruce Banner, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, I prefer David Banner, because like I like David his Banner? Music.
All right.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, D. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, D.
Hola. D, are you there?
D, yeah, here.
Oh, okay.
D, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Okay, there you go. D, welcome to the program. All right, our men's room poll, D. Pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your actual parents, or your grandparents?
Let's go with grandparents.
All right, grandparents it is.
Yeah. Again, have to ask, who do you think's more vocal, Meemaw or Gramps?
I don't know. They're not around anymore, so it's easier to not think about it.
Well, neither am I, man. My grandmother on either side, like I said, would have a list of instructions and be exceptionally loud.
But based on what you know of them.
Oh, I would have to say my grandma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think they'd have very, very upsetting euphemisms for the body parts. Or even, I just think I would even be disgusted by like, oh my God, Mima, don't call it that. All right. Here is your question.
The dirty prune.
The
dirty prune.
Exactly. Groom my hamster, man. All right. What do the letters XO stand for on a bottle of cognac?
Oh. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses, yeah.
No VSOP.
I have no clue.
All right.
I don't know if another one either.
Extra old.
Extra old. Like your grandma.
Just like Meemaw has tattooed for a tramp stamp.
Extra old.
Another reason not to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a gorgonzola.
Dip that wing in some blue cheese. All right. What character is always trying to steal the secret Krusty Krab recipe on SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, God. I hate that show, but I might know the answer.
Exactly.
Come on.
Oh, my God. I can't remember his name.
Is it Squiggly?
Plankton.
And it's not Squiggly.
Squidward.
What about Squidward?
It's not
Squidward. Squidward. That's what it is.
Squidward.
No, Plankton. Plankton is the answer.
Plankton is the answer.
Yeah, Plankton is the answer.
You talk about Squidward.
Put some respect. I don't remember that one.
We can say put some respect on
it. Yeah, put some respect on his name.
All right. What TV show takes place in the fictional city of Cape Side, Massachusetts?
Oh, my God. What side?
Cape Side. That'd be the side where the cape is. Yeah.
Cape Side?
That's what Superman calls his butt. Hey, Wonder Woman, take a look at the Cape Side. Yeah. You like my red briefs, mama? Superman spoke really ghetto.
God, no clue. Again, no clue.
Cape Fear?
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
Oh. Okay.
You didn't like that one, huh?
I didn't either.
And I feel like you disapprove of the question for asking. Like, I feel guilty for having asked. All right. Here's your question. The water moccasin is also known as what?
Cottonmouth.
There you go. Woo! Nice job, D.
By the way, that's what your grandfather called your grandmother.
Just after they got all high at sex. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Ola.
Mike, you playing for Team Sober, Not Sober?
Team Sober at the moment.
All right, Mike, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery? Will it be your partner committing adultery? Your parents or your grandparents?
Grandparents.
Grandparents? Was that a grandparents?
Yeah, grandparents.
Okay, Mike, got you.
He was getting lost in the thought.
Mm-hmm. All my grandparents having sex.
All right. Speaking of sex, here is your question. How many teats does a cow have?
12.
Eight.
No 12 teated cows. Four.
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 love milk.
You know, I think Mike and Miles both were the A, whatever, the farmers thing.
H4H.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't in that.
Yeah. Oh, or the Future Farmers of America, not FFA.
FFA, that's a good one.
All right, you know what? You're both from smaller towns. I just expect you to be. Sorry.
Sure.
Okay.
You were Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, Order of the Arrow, and you're looking for these 18 cows.
Yes, only one Eagle Scout.
One Eagle Scout, Mike.
Why not?
Lactose intolerant now. Too much when I was a kid.
Okay.
Don't let that stop you. Just let the farts rumble.
Yeah, fart when the woman's out of town.
Oh, man. I'll clear the house, man. My kid can't stand it.
Your kid? My daughter farts so dirty, it's unimaginable. You think I'm bad. It is unreal, man. And I swear she only farts if she's on my lap. That seems to be the trigger. All right, here's your question. What nuts are used to make satay sauce? Satay sauce.
peanuts?
Yeah.
Satay.
Sometimes you just call it peanut sauce.
I know, exactly.
One of my favorites. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
I can't eat it. Gives me indigestion.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I love getting old. Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Carrie on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Not Sober.
Not Sober, Carrie. All right, Carrie, our men's room poll. Pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your actual parents, or your grandparents?
I think I'd have to go with my parents.
Your parents?
Your parents. You ever overhear your parents having sex?
No, actually. They don't get along, so I'd pick them because it would be interesting.
Oh, no, that'd be the worst sex to hear. That is grudge sex, right? That is anger. Like, I find you very attractive. That part's established. But I hate your guts. But we're going to do this. You would hear things you would never unhear.
Carrie, are your parents still getting along? I mean, are they still together?
They live in the same house, but not. They don't sleep together.
That you know of.
What?
Maybe they still get together to fornicate every once in a while.
Maybe. I have no idea.
They get so dirty, they fivicate.
Carrie, I'm going to guess that you're real high right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of weed you smoking lately?
BHO.
BHO?
What strain was it?
Okay. What does BHO stand for?
Like a dab?
Yeah, it's a dab.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, so you're
and
really...
Ted's on it.
You're really high, aren't you?
John Steinbeck and dabs. All right, Carrie, here's your question. In the movie Monsters, Inc., what are the monsters scared of?
Oh, jeez. I've seen this. I don't know.
It's okay. It's just Monsters, Inc. It's not that important. But in Monsters, Inc., the monsters are scared of children.
Like everyone else who's on vacation.
Sadly enough, not everyone else. All right, here is your question. Chuck Yeager was the first pilot to do what?
Again, I'm not too sure. Sorry.
Break the speed of sound?
Yes, broke the speed of sound.
All right, question three, Carrie.
That's the same as sound barrier.
Sound barrier, yes.
Yeah. Sounds tougher.
Sounds like a civil rights thing. I broke the sound barrier. And what country... In what country was Benjamin Franklin born?
UK?
France.
United States.
Ah.
He was born in Boston.
He's obsessed with France.
That's because the French were obsessed with him. I think we know what was happening there.
That's why you see him sometimes in a Red Sox hat when he's photographed.
Mm-hmm. Standing next to Matt Damon. All right, your question. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"?
Motel 6.
Sounds like you've been in a Motel 6 before.
I think you're calling for one right now.
Hey, put Tom on the line. Yes, Tom Bodette. I'm here with Carrie.
How do you know?
We're leaving the light on. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
I'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah, exactly. Not for you, though.
Hello, Kirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hey.
Hola. Kirk, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm on Team Sober for about the next 20 minutes.
All right, Kirk. Here we go on our men's room poll. You got to pick one to hear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your actual parents, or your grandparents?
My partner committing adultery.
Have you ever heard a partner committing adultery?
No, I haven't heard it, but I'm sure that it's happened. But this time I'd like to have proof.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough. I'll tell you this. She makes a hell of a lot of noise.
Is this the same person you're with right now?
Yeah, but we got one of those relationships where if I had the proof, it'd only come up if there was a divorce in the future.
Wait a minute.
At this point, I'm hoping that she has to listen to me later.
Okay. Are you saying you're married to this person?
Yeah, but 10 years.
But you believe that they have committed or are committing adultery with you?
Well, it's an open marriage, so I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, then, of course.
Oh, well, is it adultery?
Adultery,
right? If it's an open marriage, that's not adultery, right?
It's just like homemade porn.
Okay. Do you think any of your friends have been with your wife?
No, I've had a couple ask, and I told them that I would neuter them.
Okay,
so you're saying no?
Okay, where is she allowed to go fishing?
Anywhere that I don't have to put up with a guy.
All right, okay. All right, cool. And you have the same rules for you.
Absolutely.
Now, what about her friends?
You know, I've met some of her friends, and I'm really glad that I'm not allowed to.
All right, fair enough.
All right, my words. Whatever works for you guys.
Yeah. You said you've been together for 10 years, so.
Been married 10 years, yeah. We were together a couple years before that, too.
Okay. By the way, a comment comes in. It says, I actually overheard my grandparents getting busy. Meanwhile, kept asking Gramps to give her the bologna.
Give her the bologna. Oh. Give me the bologna, Jimmy.
I think I was like, you know what? I'm going to cancel my order to Jimmy John's. Just, yeah, kill that. All right.
The here. Oscar Mayer Wiener song's right. Playing in the back.
My bologna has a first name.
It's
Grandpa.
I'm not saying anything.
All right, here's a question. Who tore up a picture of the Pope on U.S. television in 1992?
Jay Leno.
Damn, is he a picture of the Pope? Tearing it in hand, ripped it right in hand.
Couldn't wear this jean shirt in the church, so here.
That would be Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor. It was a performance on SNL, right?
Mm-hmm. It was. She was banned.
What does a cartographer do? What does a cartographer do?
He creates maps.
Man, that was quick.
You are quick, my friend. Okay. There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Joe, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
All right, Joe, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, you're going to pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
I'm going to go with partner.
You're going to go with your partner committing adultery.
Yeah.
All right, then I guess I should extend the invite to you to come over tonight, too.
What do you think that your partner commits adultery?
It's happened before, so.
With the same woman you're with?
I'm single as hell.
Oh, you're single as hell.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
As hell. All right. What is the main difference between a Bloody Mary and a Bloody Caesar?
Different alcohol?
Tomato juice versus Clamato.
Oh, dang. I thought one was serving with tequila.
That's a Bloody Maria.
Mm-hmm. Bloody Maria has the tequila. Yeah. See what they did there?
That looks like you two do like brunch.
Well, I like my tequila.
Can I get a Bloody Maria? Hold the tomato juice.
Yeah,
please.
Look, you don't get in trouble if you order one of those. If you order just a shot of tequila, it's like, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, add tomato juice. Yay.
Oh, it's brunch. Right.
Here's some orange juice with champagne in it.
Yes, I have the problem because I have a beer.
Right.
What element is second on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen is number one. Helium is number two.
Oh, sorry, helium. So close.
Helium shortage, though, might not be there any longer.
That's true. My daughter's learning all about the periodic table now. Fascinating stuff to her.
Then is it really?
Oh, she look, it comes from Pokemon. It's just weird how kids choose to learn. So she's like weirdly into Pokemon to the point where you tune her out after like 10 minutes. But she goes on and on and on. So now she's creating her own characters. I guess there's some crap about elements in there. So as she's talking, of course, my nerdy ass has a book all about the elements. I'm like, since you brought it up. Dude, she's flipped to the thing for like a week.
Oh, cool.
And she's starting to understand why the elements get heavier. And I'm just like, damn, all right. Just work on common sense. I love all this academic brilliance
Flush
you have.
Toilet.
Flush the toilet.
Is that still going on?
Yes!
Tell her the carbon needs
man,
to go.
It's just, she can look at the periodic table, I explain H2O. The electrons, and she gets it, man. I explain what water is, blah, 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 how all this stuff's made, and like she absorbs all of it, but she can't flush the toilet. It is just the most amazing disconnect I've seen. This girl could create a satellite and launch it into space, but she'd forget to flush the toilet. It's just one of those things. All right, here's your question. Nellis, Seckel, Pharrell, and Bose. They're all varieties of what fruit?
Apples.
I would always guess apples.
Melons. Pears.
Pear. Well, apples and pears are pretty close.
But they're not the same, Tim. I mean, humans and chimpanzees are really, really close, but I'm not going to sleep with a human.
You forget how good a pear is until you bite into one. You're like, man, I never get a pear.
It's like a Lay's potato chip.
It's so juicy.
Really? I kind of hate on the pear.
Do you? You're a pear hater?
I'm an apple guy, but don't. Now, yeah. Yeah, I don't give a pears.
Man, when's the last time you had one?
8 years ago.
Okay. I'll bring in a pear. I think you'll change your mind.
I'll give him another try.
All right.
But 8 years exactly to the day.
I just remember where I was.
Where were you?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You honestly meant 8 years ago. I thought you were just saying this so he'd shut up. You honestly, 8 years
was
ago.
Was it in a salad?
That's what I thought. Like, he's just saying.
In a salad?
It was in the gym at the Bunny Ranch. All right? It was a very specific place. That's okay. Why I can remember
wait a minute.
It.
Hold on. So now I see pears in the gym at the Bunny Ranch?
They had a trainer. So what? I was staying there, and the trainer said, you want to work out? I said, sure. Then he said, I have this fresh pear afterwards. So we sat there with a knife like men and ate a pear.
You worked out at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
Really?
I was exploring the facilities.
Okay.
You're doing it wrong.
I would have never found a gym. I can think of another way to work out for an hour there.
That's exactly it. Here's the question. What sport takes place in a velodrome?
Ooh.
You're pleased with this question.
I have no idea.
Miles, do you know?
Esports.
Bicycling.
Bicycle.
Oh, bicycle.
Track bicycle.
That's the one where they like, it's like, it's really angled. It's crazy.
It's super angles. It's an oval, yeah.
Should we give Joe one more, see if he can do it before we go to the break?
I bet you'll get this one. What soft drink used the slogan, obey your thirst, for almost 2 decades? Obey your thirst.
Obey your thirst.
Show them my motto.
I got nothing, Jesus.
Okay. Hold the line. More Big Dumb coming up.
I'll call you on the other side.
If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
And Jeff Cotto says, meat and potato says, you've been eating your chocolate all wrong. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Olo, we got Joe on the line. Joe, you're playing for Team Not Sober. And right now, I got you a question number 5.
And we had asked Joe what soft drink used the slogan, obey your thirst, for almost 2 decades. Joe, the answer to that was Sprite. Sprite.
Sprite.
Should have known.
Obey your thirst. Well, you're not obeying your thirst. I mean, clearly, that is what the problem is. But that's another conversation for another day. In the meantime, here is your next question. Multiple choice. Time, Reader's Digest, or National Geographic, which magazine made its debut in October of 1888?
Gotta be Time.
I'll go National Geographic.
National Geographic. Your next question. According to the ad, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
He only gets to 3, doesn't he?
Okay.
That's it.
You knew that.
I mean, sure, he cheated. But yeah. He knows his Tootsie Pops.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
It sounded worse than I meant it, Ted. When you say that out loud, it sounds horrible. You know you're Tootsie Pops, don't you?
I know.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Liquor and Horse. Kevin, you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am Team Sober.
All right, Kevin, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, you have to pick somebody to hear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery, a partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
Let's go with the grandparents.
Going to go with the grandparents. By the way, if you'd like to get in on the poll, follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We'll bring you the results the next time we play the game known as Big Dummy.
It's a hell of a sales pitch. Who wouldn't want to get in on this poll?
Coming on.
All right, here's your question. What professional wrestler starred in the 1988 cinematic tour de force that was They Live?
Let's go with Hulk Hogan.
No, he was Santa with muscles.
Was it Rowdy Roddy Piper?
It was Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rowdy Roddy Piper also in the other cinematic classic, Hell Comes to Frogtown. Don't look at me like that. It's a fantastic movie, and it is the best movie of its kind in a genre.
Of horror Frogtown movies?
All right, that's fair.
No, it's a very fair statement, yeah. All right, in a game of Scrabble, what is the term for using all seven letters in one term? As a hint, it's the name of another game and also of a particular dog.
Let's go with Yahtzee.
Yahtzee the dog.
That's not a bad guess, though.
I don't know, maybe Yahtzee's a kind of mixed
Yahtzee,
breed. I don't know.
Get
that.
Over here.
Bingo.
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 Bingo was his name-o. I believe James Hetfield wrote that. Bingo was his name-o.
I still really like Bingo.
The song or the game?
The game.
As a kid, I liked it, then it fell off, and now you just see super old people. I guess it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't really remember how to play it, but I know people get real excited when they win. All right, your question. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what did Hermie the Elf want to be?
He wanted to be a dentist.
Good job.
That's too easy. We remember all the important stuff.
I would never remember that in my life.
It's what amazes me.
Like, he wants to be a real boy, but no. Game is a big dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game instead of a child laborer?
Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Chuck, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober for over almost a year now.
All right, good for you, Chuck. Okay, yep. Man, men's room poll. Pick one over here having sex. Will it be your parent having adultery or committing adultery? Your partner committing adultery? Your parents or your grandparents?
I'm going to go with my grandparents because I think it's the less emotionally damaging.
All right.
Until you hear what Meemaw calls her lady bits, I'm telling you.
What were your grandparents like, Chuck?
My grandpa was pretty cool. He took me hunting a lot. And my grandma, she was kind of a hoarder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of grandparents are.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
It's not unique.
All right. Here's your question. Why is a bald eagle called bald in spite of it being covered in feathers?
Because the top of its head's white.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Bald originally meant white.
Oh, okay.
So that's all it was. That.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jaden. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jaden, what team are you playing on?
Team Sober.
Welcome to the show, Jaden. All right, men's room poll. You're going to have to overhear someone having sex. Will it be a parent committing adultery, a partner committing adultery, your parents or your grandparents?
We'll go with parents. They always kept the door open anyway.
Your parents kept the door open when they were having sex?
Yeah, it was really awkward. They just went under the covers.
And what? Was your room on the way to theirs? Or, I mean, did anyone...
No, yeah. No, I had like kitty corners of the room. It was like the worst. If you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I kind of just thought about peeing in the closet.
Okay, and was any noise?
No, it was more like a quick run to the bathroom, hope for the hell. Like, I hope I didn't hear anything.
Okay, all right.
Sounds like an awesome childhood.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord not to let me hear my parents have sex or have a bowel movement in the middle of the night.
All right, here's your question. What is a male goose called?
A gooser, I don't know.
A gooser.
The gooser.
A gander?
Gander, that's right.
Yeah, it's good for the goose. It's good for the gander.
Oh, Sheila.
Hang on the line for us, then.
More Big Dumb coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. And the head chef's on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes says you've been eating your chocolate all wrong. That's all coming up.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.